at the end of the hearing, when you receive the comptroller's decision, which, you know, at this point we all know probably because we've all seen the TARA study that says, you know, taxpayers lose something around 97% of the time, you know, you're most likely going to get back an adverse decision from the comptroller. At that point, you have to file a motion for rehearing. And that's sort of the big, the change here, because traditionally, you know, you didn't have to do that when with a petition for redetermination because it was the administrative process, hearings process was optional. But if you're trying to invoke the suit after redetermination, you must file that motion for rehearing. It's no longer optional. Because essentially, the motion for rehearing is going to take the place of what would have been your protest letter attached to your protest payment. But so you file your motion for rehearing, it's jurisdictional. You have to include all of your grounds that you intend to allege in district court. If you leave something out, you're going to be foreclosed from arguing that once you get into district court. So it's important to understand that when you are in the administrative hearing process and you're going through these stages, you absolutely have to be thinking, you know, down the road if you intend to go to court and making sure that you are pleading broadly enough to encompass all your potential arguments that you may have later. But so you file your motion for rehearing. You, of course, wait for the comptroller to deny that motion and agree with his own comptroller's decision that he just sent you a few weeks earlier, which, of course, he's going to do. And then from there, you go on and file your suit in district court. You are required to pay any undisputed amount of taxes. So if you get an assessment, you know, for $1 million and the taxpayer believes that, yes, they truly owe, you know, $100,000 of that, they'll be required to pay that under protest. And then from there, they're going to go into district court. A couple of nuances here that we've seen. The statutes, the jurisdictional statutes, actually say that the comptroller is required to state how, you know, to identify the disputed versus the undisputed amounts. And that then the taxpayer uses those when they're making their payments to go into district court. But there's not really a good process in place for that to happen during the administrative process. So what the comptroller's office has been doing is special counsel has been footnoting in the comptroller decisions and then in the orders on the motions for a hearing that it's their assumption that 100% of the assessment is disputed, which is actually, you know, beneficial to the taxpayers for them to do that because that then gives you, your taxpayer, the opportunity to, you know, dispute the whole amount or to go in and behind and say, you know, no, we would like to pay this portion and, you know, just dispute the remainder. The other thing to note, though, is that if your clients invoke this procedure, the statutory liens that arise anytime there's a tax assessment will continue to be there. So we've had some clients who chose to invoke this procedure and then, you know, are dealing with the fallout from that in that they have liens against them. And so when they're going to do their financing and things like that, you know, it's coming up when there's a lien search that there's a state tax lien against them for this contested amount. And the comptroller is not willing to waive that. So you know, you need to make sure your clients are aware of that before they go down this path. But nevertheless, this has been really taxpayer friendly. And so far, you know, we've been invoking this for several clients and it's gone pretty smoothly. The other new change is to the subchapter regarding refund suits. And as I said earlier, things sort of flipped. You know, in the past, prior to the last legislative session, refund suits were forced to go all the way through the administrative hearings process, file their motions for a hearing, get a denial. And that's no longer the case. Now, with the refund claim, you can file your informal claim, which is nothing more than just the amended return. Send that in. You wait for your denial letter to come. When the denial letter comes, from there, you have two options. You can go through the traditional process of invoking the administrative hearings process and going through the steps that you always would have. Which we all know is very laborious and very slow and can literally last 10 plus years. We have some refund claim cases that go all the way back to 2008 that just, you know, a few weeks ago finally got a denial. So I don't recommend going through that process, but it is there if you want to invoke it. But now you no longer have to. The legislature has said taxpayers who are seeking a refund can completely skip the administrative hearings process by just sending the comptroller what's called a notice of intent to bypass the administrative process and go straight into district court. From there, the comptroller has the right to say, respond to the taxpayer and say, we would like to have a conference with you before you go in to district court. They don't have to. They can just, you know, do nothing and not respond. Either way, once you have this conference or don't, thereafter, unless some sort of an agreement is made and the refund issued, the taxpayer has the right to file suit in district court and move forward, you know, with district court litigation the way they would have traditionally, but they've saved all the time and money because they've not had to go through the administrative hearings process. So this particular change is very taxpayer friendly, and we've slowly started seeing taxpayers invoking this process, and so far it's gone smoothly as well. Okay, so moving on from jurisdiction to franchise tax. Two big areas here, the first one being the R&D credit rule. When the R&D credit came into effect back in, I think, 2014, the comptroller adopted a rule that was very surface level. It didn't go into great detail. So back in 2021, they decided that they needed to do an overhaul. They had a long period where they had sort of